Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He wanted to be seen as a great president. So you spend all this great society, LBJ, FDR, you go wild. And what do? We know what you do. You create inflation. And we know what that does to people. All right, now here's Trump. Dan, I haven't asked you this, so just going in, just to get your sense. I got a little bit of conflict with this. I have two hidden agendas here of why I'm on board with Trump on this, but I'm not sure that we should single out people making tips not to pay taxes on them. One reason, it's a winner. CBS just aired a report, a woman named Rinaldi, talking about all the people that she interviewed when Trump in Nevada, which is casino, you know, big time tipping type of stuff, said, yeah, I'm going to vote for that guy because I think Trump is serious about getting rid of the tax on tips. Now, you know, Democrats are already taking two arms, they're already rolling tanks down in D.C. You're not going to stop them from taxing tips. My God, nope. Can you imagine? So it's a winning strategy. That's why I'm on board. But the other reason I'm on board, anytime I hear anyone stand up and say, I'm going to cut taxes on anything, no matter how small, if it means a penny, I'm there. That's how we have to defeat them. Every day, wake up, I'm cutting this tax. Yeah, but it's shut up. I'm cutting it then. It's only a little bit. How about if we cut it more? In any way, shape or form, any tax cutting that goes on, that's what we have to do. That's who I'm voting for. Anybody that literally is going to try to cut every tax out there in every way. I don't even need to hear about the flat tax and all. I'm on board with that. Dan, how about you?
I like this idea that Trump's presenting here.
But are we making him winners over others? That's what I'm asking. Why people that get tips?
I think it's an easy way to win an entire voting demographic.
Okay.
Being service members. Because I remember working in the service industry.
Yeah.
And not only is it annoying thinking that I got to, you know, give some money back to the government and do all this, but there's so much accounting that has to be done on your own that it gets messy, and sometimes the IRS gets involved, and it's just a pain in the butt that I think a lot of servers and service members, service workers out there are thinking, well, yeah, that might have just won my vote over if I'm not going to have to worry about this anymore.
I think it's the person who tips, too. I want that person to get every dime out of that I judge their service to be excellent. I want them to have my money. I don't want the government involved.
It's a great point.
All right, here's what Trump said about the tips.
It's time.
Yeah.
I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy. Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. We're not going to do it, and we're going to do that right away, first thing in office, because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service, you take care of people, and I think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, I'm popular or unpopular. I do some unpopular things, too, if it's right for the country. I do what's right. But so those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended.
Yeah, Dan, it's kind of like when Jimmy Conway comes in Goodfellas and sticks a 20 because you brought him some ice cubes into your pocket. You don't have to report that, Trump said. Just remember that. But really, Rose said to me when I asked about this, well, yeah, a lot of people in that field are not making a lot of money. Okay, but there are a lot of people not making a lot of money. But I can go with it because I think this could win Nevada. And what's Biden's counter going to be? I am going to continue that tax on tips. What's the counter to this? They're going to say, well, Trump can't do it because of Congress. Well, who's made up the Democrats, you mean? Is that why you can't do it? So if you work for tips, 855-839-1210, or you have in the past, you hear something like this, this could be a bonanza for people. I mean, this could be overwhelming. Or do you feel, well, why are we singling in out? Why not these others? I get you. But think about it. The Democrats are crazed over forgiving student loan debt. Yeah, I'm going to take a gratuitous shot here. I'm more likely to line up on the side of those that are earning tips than this other side over here. Even though I think we're singling out a class, In other words, if they make the argument, why are we singling out this class of people? Then why are we singling out student loan debt? I mean, we come back to the same things. I'm in favor of cutting taxes on anybody in any place at any time. All right. So this kid, we're going to talk with the son of George Paquetto, Evan Paquetto, who's apparently a media company guy, Dan. He's featured in the Philadelphia Inquirer, Trump's Youth Movement. Why some young voters in Deep Blue Philadelphia are backing the former president. And this one kid, Giannani Matteo, born into a family of Democrats in South Philly. Oh, jackpot. He tells the Inquirer, the working class doesn't really care about which foreign enemy we should be fighting in countries most Americans can't even name. He was in Holmesburg in Northeast Philly. They care about why I have to work two jobs this summer. Why I have no money in my pocket to take my girlfriend on dates. And the answer is, you're right, kid. It is Joe Biden. He's the major reason for this. That's exactly right. This kid has his finger on the pulse. Now, I'm not sure. They didn't say if he's college educated or not. No, he's a rising college junior, Dan. So we know that Trump does well with those that are not college bound or in college or graduates of college. But they found this kid at the Republican rally there in Holmesburg. Now, do I think Trump is going to do exceedingly well against a Democrat among younger voters? No. But again, he's raising the potential ceiling here. All he needs to do is come up 3-4 percentage points, even 2. And it matters. It matters big time here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. But the best sound of the weekend, Dan, are you very knowledgeable on Amber Rose?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen her like in and out of the world of pop culture, but I haven't, like, I don't even know what she does.
She's famous for being famous.
Yeah, yeah, is that what it is?
Striking, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say beautiful. I just said striking.
I don't even know if I'd say striking.
Well, okay, we differ on that.
Born in Philly.
Yes, and she's... in her own strange way, seen as a libertarian women's rights person, I think abortion and everything else. So she's confronted by a dope from TMZ wanting to know how in the world could she be supporting Trump. She's wearing a Phillies hat, as you notice, as she's doing this. And here's how Amber Rose, who is a pop culture figure, I can't exactly... maybe a poor man's Kim Kardashian in that she's famous for being famous. There's not exactly anything that she's done. She's been with a lot of pretty famous guys, I think. Much to Dan's disparagement here. But here's Amber Rose with the TMZ woman.
A lot of people were shocked with your, you know, endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, you're all about women's rights issues. I mean, what was the reason for the big change?
Is Donald Trump not for women's rights issues?
I mean, I guess a lot of people were asking.
He's trying to make America great again. That's for women too, right?
That's true.
Okay, there you go.
I know. Does him getting convicted, like, change the way you view him?
Not at all.
I mean, do you think it'll help his chances, like, getting, like, reelected or, like, you'll hurt
him? I think it helps him more.
Oh, it helps him more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people see the injustice in what happened, and they want to vote for him more than ever.
I know. I wanted to ask you. So it seems like a lot of celebrities are kind of like voting for Trump now. I mean, why do you think people are kind of like changing their way of like?
I think we just did our research and we're just, you know, we're not brainwashed anymore by the left. I can say that about myself. All these years I've been brainwashed and I'm not anymore. So.
That woman, Dan, exceeded the like quotient of 3 likes in a 10-second burst there. The TMZ woman. I counted 6 in one way or another.
Like.
They're not going to put Caitlin Clark on the 12-person U.S. Women's Olympic team who have dominated, I don't know, the last 3 or 4 Olympics. And she talks about some of the reasoning here, the excuse given. Well, she wouldn't play that much and her fans would get mad. Wow. I mean, it's the biggest thing in sports now. It's a pop cult
thing.
That makes
no sense.
Which, that she's the biggest in sports that she wouldn't play?
Let's have her on the team.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't play. So let's, what?
Well, I was going to defeat that anyhow, Dan.
No, I know.
They crush these other teams. So the second team, et cetera, it's like the dream team every year. I mean, they kill these other women around the world. You can't compete with them. Are they nuts? They just are in their way. Some of it is not even bias. She is the highest scoring rookie ever, even though I don't think she's found her game quite yet. And she gives you a shot in the arm, and they're always complaining, bias, the women on The View. They don't show these women enough. They're Olympic champions and all that. Well, I don't know. Luke and I were talking at a brunch yesterday. By the way, Bluebell and Dan, those pancakes that are thin and crisp. They wouldn't tell me, though. I got to get the recipe of how they do that. I don't know if you're a fan. You're Mr. Brunch.
Where is it? Sorry, I missed the...
You're Mr. Brunch.
Where is the...
Bluebell Inn. Yeah.
I think I have had it before.
Oh, the pancakes. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we're going over the women on this team, and I don't even think between the two of us, we know all 12 of them. And we know basketball. You would draw more people to the sport. They would take a look at some of these other players and go, wow, several of these women really can play. Now, there's not enough of them. I don't know if there's 25 of them in the league that you would exactly watch versus watching NBA players who can do unbelievable things. But any number of them are really good. Why would you not see this as your portal to? And I don't even know if it's outright bias this time, as much as it's just stupidity. And then they want to continue to say that we don't watch the sport. The sport can't get any traction. Don't you know how good we are? Well, you got to expose people to it. So I don't even know who Caitlin Clark would be as somebody that exposed somebody to a sport. And you would want to feature that in all way possible. And she's good enough to be on the top 12 in the league. There are several that are questionable. Why do this? And on it goes. You know, and it seems like a small story, given presidential politics and everything, but it's a bigger story of just some of the attitude that is out there that has corrupted sports. I don't think they're going to make an exception, put her on. I don't know if she'll be an alternate. They'll do something that way because a couple players are hurt. The Olympics are coming up in Paris. They do win. They're going to win again. She would play a good bit. It's almost laughable to see how this plays out. 855-839-1210.
So,
you get on board.
I'll throw a counter at you. This is from the Australia coach. She's a Liberty coach, Brondello, and she's now doing the Australian national team. And she says, quote, "It's the Olympic. I mean, geez, it doesn't get much better than that. It's a USA team. They've won 70 and lost 3 games as a group. So who do you kick out of the group? That's tough decisions for their selection committee," essentially saying that it's a returning roster. Who are you going to kick out if they're so good? You know, don't fix something that ain't broken.
Taurasi does little or nothing with this team. She's had several, you know, Olympic gold medals. Griner only played her first game the other day. There are two right there that I would kick off, Dan. But I could watch. I would tell you Caitlin Clark is better than 3 or 4 of these women because she gives you an added dimension, the three-point shot, particularly the long three-point shot, that nobody else has. Good. And, Dan, isn't there something to, if it's really close, let's just say for sake of argument, it's really close, don't you want to expose your sport? This to me would be, you know what it's like, Dan? The U.S. men's Ryder Cup team used to crush the other side. So let's say Tiger Woods is a rookie that year, right? You going to keep Tiger Woods off this because some guy who beat a bunch of has-been British players was on the team last year? I'm putting Tiger Woods in there. I see it as pretty similar.
I think she might be off base, too, because now I'm doing some deeper research here. And Sabrina Ionescu, I don't think, was on the last team.
Yeah.
Or was Shakira Austin or Aaliyah Boston?
There you go.
So how did those three get
on? How do those three get on there? Are they all better? Ionescu is a better shooter than Caitlin Clark, I think. That's saying something. But Boston and some of these others, come on, give me a break. It's ridiculous, and you got to believe there are, you know, all kinds of agendas going on here. All right, let's go to Harold in Southampton to start off here on Talk Radio 1210. Harold, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Dominic, I'm calling in defense of Joe of Exton. I believe in the past you took exception to his last tango in Paris enjoying the script. And I would remind you that many men in the past have said they've subscribed to Playboy for the articles.
That's true. I'm sure Joe did.
Are you one of those guys, Harold?
No.
Riveting. I remember there was this riveting interview with Harold Macmillan, who was the British Prime Minister. Oh, my God, yes.
I was like, no, I don't subscribe to the articles. I subscribe for the other reasons, you know.
But I was in New Hope about 2 months ago, and there's an ice cream shop that had an Elvis ice cream. It was peanut and bananas.
Oh, God.
And chocolate, I think. And when the guy gave it to me, I said, thank you very much.
I'm surprised Elvis wasn't the fat Elvis like a day after he turned 21, given the diet. My God.
Well, my combination would be avocado toast.
Very good. That's a rising one, without a doubt. Thank you, Harold. Great call. Let's put a check mark there, too. Great call. That's good stuff.
He's really good.
Yeah, but we got to get Joe of Exton to the summer White House this year. Come on, Joe. There'll be a caravan, Dan, bringing him in. Anybody wants a ride with him? 2 hours down and 2 hours back. Oh, my God. Well, Exton might even be more. I don't know how long it takes to get there from Exton. We could just have him, Dan, and sitting back there pontificating, people coming up, and he'd give him advice. All right, we're going to talk with one of the people featured in this big Philadelphia Inquirer piece. Could it be that Trump in deep blue Philadelphia is actually picking off a number of younger voters? And these appear to be in their early 20s, mid-20s. And the reason is inflation, what it does to you, how it dampens all lives. So these are not the people that are Democrats abandoning Biden over Gaza. These are people that are saying, my God, how are we ever going to get a home? How are we? The one kid I read, Mateo. They care about why I have to work two jobs this summer, why I have no money in my pocket to take my girlfriend on dates. That's pretty specific. And here's the line, Dan, that Republicans are now finally coming to use that we've been talking about. Don't say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Say, are you better off under President Trump than you are under President Biden? It's the first time we've had a chance to say that. Who are you better off under, Trump or Biden? That's a winning answer. All that next year on Talk Radio 1210. So, Evan.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Inquirer, surprising, and they led off with a great quote from this Giannotti, Matteo, who said young Republicans are people looking at Trump. They care about why I have to work two jobs this summer, why I have no money in my pocket to take my girlfriend on dates. That is direct and to the point. So what are you seeing? What is it that's driving somewhat of the youth vote in Philadelphia particularly?
Well, I know a lot of individuals, a lot of millennials just like that, Dom, who have two jobs, they're working 70 or 80 hours a week, and they don't have a penny in the bank account after all that effort, and they're upset. What is the American dream? That's what a lot of millennials are asking. And I think a big part of it is we want our children to have a better life than we have. And if you work 80 hours a week and you have no money in your bank account, then how is it possible? And a lot of young people are getting nervous and scared about that, and they're lifting the curtain, the political curtain as it is, and they're just trying to explore what is out there. And they're seeing with the Democrats and the Republicans that there is a new Republican in town. His name's Donald Trump. It's not an establishment Republican. It's a businessman. And they're listening to what he's saying economically, and it's starting to make sense to them. And, you know, I applaud them because we all have to have the curtain lifted. And anyone who can see the truth now is welcome to come to the Republican side to attend a Young Republican of Philadelphia event. We're going to have the next one during the presidential debate on June 27th. Come on out. And even if you're just curious, come and listen to us and ask questions and debate. Let's have a good time with it.
That's a great idea. Yeah, Trump is broken through in the way that a Mitt Romney or someone like that could not have. And so how about younger women, though? Is this, it seems to be, to the Inquirer, and to me, too, probably more young males. But how about females?
Yes. Well, there are a lot of females coming out. I think there's a lot of closeted Republicans today. There's almost a social shaming about coming out as a Republican, and people don't want to risk that kind of interaction and getting screamed at and misunderstood. So they're just staying to themselves, and it's almost like a new silent generation. But I do feel, especially with women, we had an event with the Young Republicans. We're at the Holmesburg Fishing Game. It's a shooting sports club here in Philadelphia. And a lot of women came out to the event, and they were learning the firearm sports. And they want to be able to explore these things without being judged. Another aspect, which I hear from women, is the groceries. I mean, it's just so expensive. You go into the grocery store, it used to be $65, now it's $150 or $200 to get the same amount of things, and it limits your opportunity to travel or to get a nicer apartment for yourself or even to save money to get a down payment for a home.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Evan, what about abortion? Now, I think Trump has been skillful. Sure. His style is kind of mangled, and that helps on this, in my view, and he's talked about states' rights, he's talked about go state by state, but they're gearing up on abortion again as the wedge thing here. So how does that, what do you think about that?
Well, abortion is, you know, the topic of the day, and we can look at 2022 with Dr. Oz versus Fetterman, and it played a big role. I think President Trump is trying to needle the thread, and he's doing it very articulately by not saying he's going to commit to a six-week ban or he wants to have a debate with the nation about it. And I think that's what a lot of young women in particular are looking to hear. I know a lot of young women, Republicans or even independents, like that kind of messaging from Nikki Haley, who got over 100,000 votes in the Pennsylvania Republican primary. So they're connecting to that. They don't want it to be too far to the extreme on one side where it's 9 months and, you know, abortion is allowed. And I think a lot of women are also scared that they're going to take it away altogether. Me personally, I have my own beliefs, but in terms of bringing more women into the into our Republican Party at a younger age, I think there has to be at least an open to discussion. What should it be appropriately? Like Europe, I think it's 12 weeks. And a lot of Democrats have told me, who are women, they wouldn't be opposed to 12 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other issue, Biden, whatever the Supreme Court says, is just going ahead and snapping his fingers and saying student loan debt disappears. Republicans are not going to do that. So how does that play? I mean, that is a crunch issue that could forgive tens of thousands of dollars in a nanosecond.
Well, we know it doesn't disappear. I mean, it's being transferred over to the taxpayer. And the very unique thing that's happening right now, Dom, and you went through it just like everybody goes through it, is you start making money and you got to pay these taxes. And when taxes go up, it hits you harder. When taxes go down, you have more money to do other things. And if we're just releasing all this money, it's going to add to inflation. You know, everything goes up with inflation. The groceries go up. The price of energy goes up. And if gasoline goes up, then how do you think we get chickens from the middle of the country to Philadelphia? You put it in a truck and you got to drive it. So the chicken price will go up too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Evan, when the Inquirer called you on this, did you, I can't see anything in here where I could say the Inquirer lured guys like you in here and then it was a hatchet job. They're pretty much making the point that Trump is going to do better probably in Philadelphia in 2024 than in 2020. And each, you know, hundred thousands of votes that he does, we only have 80,000 on paper to make up. He makes up 8 to 10 to 12,000 votes in Philadelphia. It's a nice cut.
That's right. And I think there will be a lot of people who either vote for Trump for the first time or protest vote against Biden, which they don't vote for either presidential candidate. And for the ones who are going to protest, I would say vote for Dave McCormick for Senate, because that's a very pivotal seat as well, and we can really, you know, go to take back more of our country if we control the Senate as well.
Evan, thank you very much. So the next big event you have coming up is the debate on the 27th, Instagram.com/PhillyYR.
Yes, come to the event, the presidential debate party. It's going to be a great time where you can have questions, you can have debates, you can do anything you want. It'll be a great time.
Evan, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom.
Evan Baketto here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, when you said that fish and game hunting thing, I was going to say that's very John Gotti. That's what that's what the name of his club was in New York, and they were in the middle of Brooklyn or something. All right.
Pastor, got to be proud of his son.
Oh, yeah. Great job. Yeah. Coming up, Pastor Bill Devlin calling in about Caitlin Clark. Oh, man. Hey. You know, that's a good call. All right, hit us on the side question, too. AFL, NFL merged on this day in history. Partnership or a combo of any sort. Hit us with some of your best. There's a lot of good ones out there. 855-839-1210. And just remember, it's a game of inches. By the way, Dan, I didn't check today yet. I didn't see if, you know, it's a Monday. It's a Bucks County Monday. Somebody should call in with a lucky number. How much closer are we to turning Bucks County red? Need to know that. And President Trump, in a new book, finds Taylor Swift unusually beautiful. Oh, man. Is that true, or is he trying to stop the endorsement?
Is it a lie? I don't think so.
If she endorses, though, Dan, what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, yeah.
President Trump finds Taylor Swift unusually beautiful. I mean, unusually beautiful. But thinks her liberalism may be an act. And he thinks Travis Kelce likes him and his liberalism might be an act, too.
Do you think it's inaccurate?
What, Travis Kelce?
I don't know. Taylor Swift, too.
No, I take her at her word. Yeah. I don't think it's an act. I don't notice.
Like, I often wonder how many, because you got to appeal to demographics, right?
Yeah.
And we're being honest with ourselves. Taylor Swift's demographic is left-leaning. She has a lot of gay fans, too. She doesn't want to alienate those fans. So is she playing a part politically on a, you know, public-facing level that's different than what she truly believes?
When you're attacking Marsha Blackburn, of all people, though, it's kind of like, you know.
Well, that's true, and we had the behind-the-scenes look from her documentary that it's pretty, like, why would she be so passionate behind the scenes unless she actually felt that way?
Yeah, right? It's the abortion thing, too. I think that's a large part of it, but what are the odds, Dan? Does she endorse or not endorse? I say she's going to endorse. How about you?
I think she does.
You know, we
you should, know, I initially said no, she wouldn't, but I think she will.
Yeah, I had a lot to think about over the weekend. I'm racking up those pizzas. I have to do extra road work because Joe Biden's not going anywhere. He's not dropping out.
You don't think still, so?
Nope. And I do think Taylor Swift is going to endorse, so we're on the same page.
What if we combine the two issues? Joe Biden drops out and Taylor Swift runs for president.
There you go.
There it is.
Or at least a VP choice. Oh, by the way, a lot more this weekend, and we've talked about this. When it actually comes down to choosing a VP, stuff like that, Trump is not wild. He doesn't want anybody else. He's wild enough for what you need. That Burgum is right there. It's going to be Burgum, Rubio, maybe J.D. Vance, but in the end, I don't see Vance because of Ohio and all. I think it's going to be Burgum or Rubio at this point. I know that's tepid for people. It is for me, too, this Burgum. Mike Pence looks exciting alongside this.
Right.
He did reveal, though, Dan, about Pence, that several people on the scene there, that Pence was kind of nonchalant and said, I'm not going to be an attack dog. If you want me, though, I can win for you. And then Trump says, thank God, because Chris Christie's calling me every 10 seconds. I knew it. Christie desperately wanted that VP slot.
Yes.
He can't hide it.
Where is Christie?
Yeah. If he had gotten the VP slot, then he'd be turning and running against Trump at some this time around for president again.
I'm not the boy in the bubble.
Oh, man. Dan, when I had the shootout with Christie, though, if you had been the producer, you would have jumped into the ring. You would have been bringing a chair with you. You would have jumped in. It was
sloppy,
nuts.
Chris Christie.
Yeah. Every 10 seconds, Trump said he was calling him to be VP. All right, let's go to
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I can be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's sloth.
Let's go to Pastor Bill Devlin. Hey, Pastor Bill, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, God bless you, Dom and Dan. So I'm just in from Iraq, Karakosh, Iraq, helping former sex slaves of the Islamic State. It's, 10 years now over in Iraq. So it's good to be back in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And thank you. You guys just provide a great show, lots of laughs. And so, Caitlin Clark, my nephew is the assistant equipment manager for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team. And his name is Jack Devlin. We had a birthday party out in Iowa on campus a couple of years ago. And lo and behold, there is Caitlin Clark. And, you know, her significant other is actually the oldest son of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team, Fran McCaffrey, who actually, little trivia here, is from Roxborough, of all places. So we had a good talk about Roxborough, met a son. And my comment on Caitlin is that she is a extremely sweet young Christian woman. And it's really criminal that she's not on the Olympic team. And when I met her at that big birthday party we had for my nephew, Jack Devlin, the assistant equipment manager there at the men's basketball University of Iowa Hawkeyes, is like, wow, this woman is really going to go places. So I just am sad that she didn't get on the team. And I think more importantly, Dom and Dan, how she has responded. She's responded with graciousness, with love, with grace, with mercy. I mean, she could have, you know, after that bump last week that she got knocked down by an opposing team, she also responded well to that. So it's really sad that Caitlin Clark is not going to the Olympics. And by the way, my combo, I don't know if you took this off the board, Dom and Dan.
Oh, playing to the home time there. You got that.
But I'm sorry. I always love to bless you guys, and you've been such a blessing to me. 2 weeks ago, I sent $10,000 over to the 700 Christians trapped in the two churches in Gaza, and 1210 and Dom and Dan, along with Dawn and Rich, were a part of that. As I've been on your program talking about the 700 trapped Christians, their homes have been destroyed by Hamas. They have nowhere to go, and sent $10,000 over there in a secure way to get them food, water, and medication. So hats off to you, Dom and Dan, and the rest of the 1210 staff. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Bill Devlin. God bless. Friend for, I guess, Dan, almost the first year in talk radio, talking to me on a satellite phone, whispering in communist Cuba, among other places. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is that Tom Giordano there, you gringo? 855-839-1210. All right, coming up, a shoe lands here where we now know what Democrats have proposed in Harrisburg today. I've told you about this for 2 years, and people thought, come on, Dom, it's not going to happen. How much do they want for Philadelphia and the other public schools across the state with that Supreme Court ruling in Pennsylvania? They are coming. If you're out there in the suburbs, you owe them. I'll give you all the details. Hit us with the combo partnership here, too, on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, man. Dan, when I had the shootout with Christy, though, if you had been the producer, you would have jumped into the ring. You would have been bringing a chair with you. You would have jumped in. It was
sloppy
nuts.
Chris Christie.
Yeah. Every 10 seconds, Trump said he was calling him to be VP. All right, let's go to
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slob.
Let's go to Pastor Bill Devlin. Hey, Pastor Bill, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, God bless you, Dom and Dan. So I'm just in from Iraq, Karakosh, Iraq, helping former sex slaves of the Islamic State. It's, 10 years now over in Iraq. So it's good to be back in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And thank you. You guys just provide a great show, lots of laughs. And so, Caitlin Clark, my nephew is the assistant equipment manager for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team. And his name is Jack Devlin. We had a birthday party out in Iowa on campus a couple of years ago. And lo and behold, there is Caitlin Clark. And, you know, her significant other is actually the oldest son of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team, Fran McCaffrey, who actually, little trivia here, is from Roxborough, of all places. So we had a good talk about Roxborough, met a son. And my comment on Caitlin is that she is a extremely sweet young Christian woman. And it's really criminal that she's not on the Olympic team. And when I met her at that big birthday party we had for my nephew, Jack Devlin, the assistant equipment manager there at the men's basketball University of Iowa Hawkeyes, is like, wow, this woman is really going to go places. So I just am sad that she didn't get on the team. And I think more importantly, Dom and Dan, how she has responded. She's responded with graciousness, with love, with grace, with mercy. I mean, she could have, you know, after that bump last week that she got knocked down by an opposing team, she also responded well to that. So it's really sad that Caitlin Clark is not going to the Olympics. And by the way, my combo, I don't know if you took this off the board, Dom and Dan.
Oh, playing to the home time there. You got that.
But I'm sorry. I always love to bless you guys, and you've been such a blessing to me. 2 weeks ago, I sent $10,000 over to the 700 Christians trapped in the two churches in Gaza, and 1210 and Dom and Dan, along with Dawn and Rich, were a part of that. As I've been on your program talking about these 700 trapped Christians, their homes have been destroyed by Hamas. They have nowhere to go. And sent $10,000 over there in a secure way to get them food, water, and medication. So hats off to you, Dom and Dan, and the rest of the 1210 staff. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Bill Devlin. God bless. Friend for, I guess, Dan, almost the first year in talk radio, talking to me on a satellite phone, whispering in communist Cuba, among other places. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is that Tom Giordano there, you gringo? 855-839-1210. All right, coming up, a shoe lands here where we now know what Democrats have proposed in Harrisburg today. I've told you about this for 2 years, and people thought, come on, Dom, it's not going to happen. How much do they want for Philadelphia and the other public schools across the state with that Supreme Court ruling in Pennsylvania? They are coming. If you're out there in the suburbs, you owe them. I'll give you all the details. Hit us with the combo partnership here, too, on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.